Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Giants baseball coming up. We're joined by one of the legends of sports writing back east, and that is Nick Cafardo, the national baseball writer for the Boston Globe. He's covered the Red Sox for years. Nick, great to have you out in San Francisco.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Marty. Great to be out there. Beautiful.
All right, the Red Sox, as I say, the Red Sox are coming. The Red Sox are coming. Very exciting, and by the time this is aired, the two games will have been played. But Red Sox baseball certainly back in 2016.
Yeah, they really have a nice mixture of homegrown talent, that especially offensively, that have been very, very exciting. You know, Mookie Betts at the top of the order, who's also hitting a lot of home runs. Xander Bogaerts has become a complete player. Travis Shaw, kid came out of the blue and basically beat out Pablo Sandoval for the third base job. You go right down the list there. David Ortiz having a great final year. So the offense has been very exciting in every way possible. The pitching staff has struggled, and that will be the area of need at the trading deadline.
A lot of stories. Nick Cafardo with us of the Boston Globe. First, John Farrell coming back from the illness last year. Torrey Lavolo, who had taken over, did a great job. The bench coach kind of in waiting, and he sort of handled that very well.
Yeah, they really did a great job. Torrey Lavolo, took over a very difficult situation last year. And for a while, he had them out of last place. They were actually in fourth place at one time, actually up to third at one time. Torrey did a nice job with the young players. They really responded to him. They signed him to a deal where they paid him like a first-year manager, and just in case John couldn't make it back. But John got healthy in a hurry, and right from day one of spring training, John was ready to go. So now you have kind of an awkward situation where you have Torrey, who should be a manager in the major leagues at some point, but it won't be with Boston. John has gotten the team off to a great start.
Boy, and how about Dave Dombrowski coming in, and the trades all of a sudden start to happen, and what a difference. And you've been there through Theo Epstein and all the other general managers, and Bill James is still there, and everything that goes on. And here comes a powerhouse in baseball, and that's Dave Dombrowski. So how does that fit in?
Yeah, Dave did a good job as far as, kind of assessing the situation when he was hired in August, and he took the couple of months to just see what he had. And he was impressed with what he had. He was impressed with the job Ben Cherington had done in developing those young guys, not trading them away. He fell in love with the Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradleys. So he kept them all. He resisted trading them. He did make the big trade for Craig Kimbrell. And he traded away good prospects, but ones that probably were blocked, coming up to Fenway. So he got a great reliever, closer, in Kimbrell. And then, of course, got the big guy in David Price, who still hasn't pitched like David Price, but he's probably on his way to doing so.
Well, we'll see what happens. Of course, Dave Dombrowski, now the general manager of the Red Sox. You bring up David Ortiz, and we joked. Howard Bryan was on with me Sunday, and I said, Howard, Jack Quinn's going to be knocked out of the record books. He holds every record for a 48-year-old, just about the oldest guy ever played baseball, but he was a pitcher. But all kidding aside, David Ortiz doing things at 40, and look, when Bonds did it and other people did it, they said it was steroids. David Ortiz is doing it, and it really is an incredible season.
Yeah, I mean, and those suspicions are still there with David, he's right now probably the best hitter in baseball. I mean, he's got the best OPS. He's got he's hitting home runs. He's hitting game-winning home runs. He's hitting in the clutch. He's hitting left-handed pitching at an incredible level. So he's probably at the top of his game right now, and that's the way he kind of wanted to do it. He wanted to go out at the top. And everybody asks him almost every day, are you sure you're going to retire? You sure you're going to retire? And he's been very adamant that, this is it. He did kid with me one day that, maybe I'll take a year off and then come back. But his body is ready to retire. His legs are bad, his feet. He had that Achilles problem a few years back. It's always been tough to come back from.
Boy, all right, Nick Cafardo, Boston Globe, and love talking baseball with him, and you can read him all the time, and he's all over MLB trade rumors. I must tell you, you're big on the trade rumors. Giants, Red Sox are teams that a lot of people say when it comes July that it's going to look a little differently. Mm-hmm. What are some of the names that are out there for both of these teams?
Well, the Giants obviously need either bullpen help or a bat, right? So, Ryan Braun is out there. I don't know if the Giants would ever do that. Jose Bautista would be a tremendous fit for this team, I think. But, the Blue Jays are back in it, so it doesn't look like he'll be moved anytime soon. There's Jay Bruce and people like that. I think the Giants would probably prefer a right-handed bat, if I'm not mistaken. And there aren't too many of those around, so we'll see. The Giants always come up with the best guy, they always come up with the right guy, so I wouldn't be shocked with whoever they get. But a lot of bullpen guys out there, a lot of bullpen pieces available, I'm sure they'll come up with somebody decent. The Red Sox really need a starting pitcher. Richie Hill is definitely a guy that's probably on their radar. And, Julio Teheran with Atlanta. But beyond that, there really isn't much out there.
Yeah, you know what's happening? Teams are re-signing players now.
That's correct, yeah. And that's why you're not going to see much of a free agent market this winter. You'll see guys getting traded at the trading deadline, and I'm sure some of those teams will try to sign those guys long term. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. Teams are definitely going with their younger players and being more patient with them than ever. It's hard to do that in Boston, hard to do that in New York, but I think the Yankees are even going in that direction, where they'll eventually bid farewell to all those big name free agents over the next couple of years and build from within.
Boy, interesting coming up. Philippe Alou always said, "Show me the man first, then the player." Show me Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. These guys have been tremendous for the Red Sox. And if you talk about a resurgence of this team, they're leading the way. And the shortstop, Xander Bogaerts, is another one. So tell me the man.
The man, yeah, that's very interesting. I think they did a great job picking the talent and picking the character. These kids are tremendous. I've been covering the team since 1984, and I can't remember a group of guys that were more courteous, more respectful, really love playing the game, and just wanting to absorb everything. They're like a sponge around Ortiz as far as absorbing his hitting knowledge. I think he's really made a difference for them, and they're all very good players. Bradley is a premier outfielder, Bogaerts is a premier all-around player, and Betts is just I always compare him to Andrew McCutchen. Very, very similar players. And very exciting player, very fast, very quick, fastest hands I've seen in a long time.
We're very disappointed we don't see Pablo Sandoval. We don't even see him in the dugout. I don't know where he is. Do you know where he is, and what is the future in Boston for Pablo Sandoval?
Yeah, we haven't seen Pablo for a couple of weeks, and I wonder what he looks like now, But I guess he's back in Miami at his home, trying to recover. And, I would assume that he becomes the DH next year with Ortiz gone. If they can move him, I'm sure they'd love to, but it's going to be very hard, especially after the surgery. I think they're stuck with him, and they hope that he can become the guy he was for many postseasons here, I wonder if the Giants will miss him in the postseason,
Well, they will if he can hit some home runs, but I don't know. His ship has sailed, as they like to say here. But interesting, he ended up in Boston and really never could do anything. And the fans get on him a lot?
Yeah, they do. He doesn't have that goodwill that he had here. He never built that up. Coming into his first camp out of shape, and then the second camp was worse. And, so he never really tried, it seemed, I don't get that. I don't get that from a professional athlete who has some kind of pride that he would not show up. That's the basic thing you can do is to show up in shape, right? Didn't do it.
Yep, you want to show up and be ready to play like you do. Nick, you're always ready. You're always ready to see on MLB.com all the time and the MLB network, and you do a great job promoting the game and just talking the game of baseball, which is it's a talking sport, and you do it very well. One last thought for you, the labor contract. Now, these people have met over 20 times already. No one's saying anything. Is there any issue here that may prohibit them from coming to a nice, easy agreement?
I don't think it'll be nice and easy, but I don't think there'll be any rancor at all. I think, they might disagree on, the compensation for draft picks, et cetera. They might disagree on revenue sharing, things like that. But I don't think they're deal breakers. I think everybody's making so much money in the game now that it would be crazy to have any kind of a work stoppage, and both sides know that. And I think Manfred and the players' union have gotten along well over the past several years. I know Tony Clark is new to it, but he was there, with Michael Wiener, and he understood what Wiener was trying to do, and I think he's going to continue that. There'll be a couple of items I think that they'll butt heads over.
All right. Every spring, we look forward to your ranking of the managers. Okay. Every spring, and believe me, you've had Bruce Bochy up there, number one.
Yeah.
And is he still up there, number one?
Oh, without question, yeah. I mean, he's done it over time, success, brilliance over time. So, yeah, he'll always be in my top two or three. I think I had him first this year, I believe, right? And he'll continue to be up there. And let's face it, it's a changing group year to year, guys don't get too long to prove themselves. Freddie Gonzalez had a few years, and certainly not his fault that the Braves are as bad as they are. Brad Ausmus has gone through some tough times in Detroit, but I don't see many guys getting fired this offseason like I did last year. So I think there'll be some regular guys out there. And they've all done fairly well. Even Scott Servais in Seattle's done a nice job, and. So we're seeing some good things from people.
Well, I'll predict Robin Ventura. If the things go sideways at the White Sox, I don't care what Jerry Reinsdorf thinks. Yeah. Eventually, he's got to go if the White Sox don't make it. That'd be my one prediction.
Yeah, Jerry's very loyal to Robin. He's a former player, and Jerry's loyal to everybody. And that's why that's the one organization that doesn't have much changeover. You see, some of those scouts have been there 20, 30 years. Jerry takes care of everybody, so he would really have to be really, really bad, and I don't think that team is that bad. So I think that team will be in the hunt most of the year.
All right, Nick, great to have you with us. Nick Cafardo, the Boston Globe, your baseball all the way. Great to see you in San Francisco. And one day, Cooperstown. I've always said it, you, Bruce Jenkins, and Gordon Eads, the real backbone of the writers, Bob Nightingale. You guys do a great job. Phil Rogers as well. So one day, we'll see Cooperstown.
I go there every year. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You'll be the star one year. All right, we'll see. Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you. All right.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.